Hey, it's Radar, and thanks for listening to Public Affairs. Today, we're talking to Scott Marshall. He's the Director of Development and Communications for Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin. Scott, you were just saying off the air, you sound a little busy. Things are really cooking for you over at Feeding America.
Yeah. You know, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing because we're seeing so much of the community pulling together to help out. But the reason why the community's had to pull together, it's really been a challenge.
We know because you are our charity that we help support in November, day before Thanksgiving, with Stuff the Bus every year. So I know there's a lot of listeners that know about Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, and when we collect cans, goods, and non-perishables, and even monetary donations the day before Thanksgiving, everybody's kind of in that holiday mode, but I don't think there's very many people in the holiday mode now. I mean, everybody's pretty much in the pandemic mode. So has the whole pandemic kind of affected Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin? How has it affected?
Oh, it's affected us in quite a few ways that I'm really proud of the folks that I work with, because the adaptability of not just the team that works here, but the volunteers, the members who are doing the direct service, and just everyone, for us to be able to figure out a way to be able to still feed people, it's just been fantastic. I really try to focus on so many of the positive things that are happening, even though the world around us has a little bit kind of a scary vibe to it. But it's really kind of hurt us in a couple of different ways. The first thing is, obviously, everyone knows there are jobs being lost, people being furloughed, retail workers, you know, service workers, people that may have had an hourly job that their hours were cut or eliminated. Those are folks that may have been living paycheck to paycheck. If you or I, Radar, if we think about how many paychecks could we lose before we'd be in trouble, I think it would be a little scary.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there are a lot of people out there that have been losing those paychecks. And so what we're hearing from our pantries out there in Milwaukee and the other areas of southeastern Wisconsin is they're seeing a lot of new faces. So that's the first thing, is there are a lot of new faces that have, thank goodness we have this security net of the pantries, but that a lot more folks have had to get to know how to utilize it and how to go get food to feed their family.
And that's one thing you just mentioned. I mean, in the few years that I've been working with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, and you and the staff, is you learn that, you know, it could be a job loss, like you mentioned. It could be a medical issue in the family. And sometimes, you know, you have to scrape by during the day, during the week, during the month even. And so if you're looking at your budget, you're thinking, okay, we got to pay the heating bill. We got to have gas for the car so we can go to work. Or if you're working from home, you got to pay for that Wi-Fi. So where can we cut back? And people say, well, I have to cut back on the food. And that's why you're seeing a lot of new faces. So what is the other aspect of what you were saying?
Well, okay, so our pantries are seeing more people. The second half of it is the food. About half of the food that that we receive that we're able to get out to the pantries is donated from grocery stores and retailers. Now, if anyone has been out at grocery stores lately, and I will say that the grocery stores, I really give them a lot of credit.
Oh my gosh,
For really kind of keeping up as much as necessary. The shelves aren't as full as usual, but the things that I've needed, I've been able to find. So really a lot of credit to the grocers. But what we would receive, about half of the food that we would receive, would be food from grocers that obviously still has some life left in it, that's still good, that's still healthy, but might be kind of in the back third of its life, we'll say.
Sure.
There's not that food for them to donate because there's been such a run on the grocery stores. So what we're seeing is about half of the food that we usually receive, we're getting significantly less of it, and the stuff that we're getting is maybe not the staples that we're looking for to be able to provide to people. So we're seeing an increased need on the pantry side, and then we're seeing one of our most significant pipelines of food has way less food in it. And then the third thing on that radar
Oh boy.
Is that food has to be sorted, because we need to be able to quality control it. We need to be able to create our inventory so that we know what kind of food that we're receiving. And because of social distancing and because safety is our number one priority, whereas in 1 3-hour shift, we would often have 40 to 50 people, we're down to 10 people, and we spread them out throughout the throughout our 88,000 square foot warehouse. So we have less food coming in, we have less people being able to sort it to get into inventory. And it really has a domino effect in creating a bit of a, we'll call it a strain on the food system.
I can't imagine. I never thought about that. Like, if a grocery store, if your supplier is low on supplies, then your warehouse is going to be low. That means there's not going to be that much food for those mm-hmm. who are in need of it. And yet the lines for that food that you are that everybody's donating to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, the lines, the more need is greater. So is it more of a greater need now than it is even any other times of the year, I would say even before the holidays?
Yeah, I would say right now it's definitely spiked. A couple of weeks ago, we saw our greatest spike in members requesting food. And I think that a lot of those folks are doing the same thing that the public was doing, which was, we need to stock up because we don't know what the food supply is going to look like in a couple of weeks. So that really spiked, I'd say, about 3 weeks ago. And then it's held steady as folks are, I think, kind of depleting their inventory and kind of realizing that there will be able to be a flow of food. We have been able to keep up, luckily, because our food resource team, which is amazing and absolutely tireless, they've been working on this pandemic for a couple of months now, and we have been purchasing food, which is not ordinarily the usual way that we source food. There are a lot of different ways for a food pantry to get food, but the most expensive way is to buy truckloads of food. Now, the good thing about that is you know exactly what you're going to get. It's at the beginning of its life. You don't have to have volunteers sort it because it's coming on. Here's a pallet of peanut butter. We know it's a pallet of peanut butter. We're good. Mm-hmm. We can get it out right away. It's a lot more expensive, and it's, you know, we've been buying truckloads that we weren't budgeting for. And so that's why if you're hearing anybody who works at a food bank or a food pantry, you know, right now, because most people can't volunteer, a lot of times you'd ask for volunteers. Right now, a lot of folks might say, I want to host a food drive. Prefer that you don't host a food drive. What we need is bulk food that is shelf stable, that is coming in on a consistent basis, and the best way for us to do that is to purchase truckloads of it. And that's why you've been hearing so much about we need funding to be able to underwrite it. A truckload of food costs about $40,000.
Wow.
It's about 40,000 pounds of food. It's almost a dollar per pound. You know, it's not quite that perfect, but almost. But, you know, you buy six truckloads like we did right off the bat.
Sure.
I mean, that's $240,000.
Wow.
So you start adding that up because we've been having to purchase them as we go through to help supplement everything else. And now you see why when we're asking for help, we are asking for monetary donations.
We're talking with Scott Marshall, the Director of Development and Communications with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, right here in Milwaukee. And Scott, something that we've kind of adopted in my house, my wife and I have been saying, what we have, we need to start cooking through and kind of going back towards the shelf, you know, and eating what we have instead of keep stockpiling what we have and pushing things to the back. So as we go through and we find things in the pantry and in our cabinets to donate, that's important. But would you say that one of the most important donations, a money donation, is actually something that's going to help you a little bit more than if somebody went through their cupboards right now? Obviously, they're both going to help, but for right now, you're looking for the monetary donations. Is there a way to make an online donation?
Well, the easiest way, and you know, with the greatest social distancing, and is online, feedingamericawi.org. We're the largest local food bank in the state. Your money stays local in your community. That WI and Feeding America WI means it stays in Wisconsin. And so that's the best way. We've seen a lot of folks using Facebook, doing Facebook fundraisers.
Okay.
Love that, because it's a great way to create awareness. It's a way to maybe get some folks that you're friends with or your family to be able to get involved. The great thing about Facebook is they don't take admin fees, so all of that money passes straight through to the charity of their choice. So we really do encourage that. So those are two of the ways that we'd recommend. You could go old school and send in a check to our location at 1700 West Fond du Lac Avenue as well. So a lot of different ways to be able to send in money and be able to help feed the hungry in the community.
This is something, this pandemic is something that people have never seen before. I mean, these are such uncertain times and uncharted waters, I guess, if you want to say, that this is just incredible how it's affected people, not only those who are working, but, you know, those who do need help from Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin. I just can't imagine the taxing that's going on you and the warehouse. I mean, you're looking to get food. You have to buy it, like you said, by the truckload, because the grocery stores, the grocers and all your suppliers are low on those, you know, the foods that you need. I just can't imagine this situation. Did you have any plans for this? Did you ever think in your wildest dreams, like, boy, if this ever happened, you know, here's like plan A, plan B, plan C? Or are you guys just kind of putting the word out there saying, you know what, we're kind of learning as we go here so we can help out the community?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
It's a little bit of both. I will say a couple of months ago, our leadership team and executive members of our board started talking about what happens if this comes across the globe and starts to affect us. And we started pulling together some old disaster planning that we had for H1N1, actually.
Oh, okay.
And built off of that to try and get an idea of how this might affect us, how this might affect our network and the hungry locally, and what it's going to do to us. And that's why earlier, when I said we ordered some truckloads a couple of, I'd say about 2 months ago, got out a little bit ahead of some other folks to make sure that would come in. I'm very, very proud of our leadership team to have been proactive. Now, there's been a lot of learnings that we've had at every level of staff with this, with learning how to, get the food to our pantries with kind of what we call a touchless distribution. So we've changed a lot of the ways that we get the food to the pantries. They'll pull up to our location. They go into what we call bays. It's really just a parking space. And they stay in their car. We bring their food out on a pallet. Then we leave, and then they load it into their car. And we just make sure that although we like to wave and we'll talk to them on the phone when they're bowling up, we have to do a lot of touchless, having to be flexible with volunteers. It's been wonderful to see the community saying, we still want to help out, we still want to be there. Obviously, people are wearing gloves, we're constantly sanitizing. Every weekend, we have something, I think I'm going to get this right, electrostatic cleaning for the entire building. The warehouse, our distribution floor, our offices, any place where people are. Every weekend, we get this level of cleaning that I'm told is kind of a hospital-grade cleaning. So we make sure that the building is safe. We make sure that the cleaning is a way that doesn't affect the safety of the food. So safety has been number one, two, and three as far as the most most important things. Anybody that doesn't have to be here is working from home. I think we're all learning about Zoom. We're all learning about how we can, you know, what we can get done at home, what we can't get done at home. And we're finding that a lot of people's jobs, a lot of it can be done at home, so that's actually been a learning that'll probably stick with us once this is over as well. So a lot of practices that we're learning just out of need and efficiency, I think that we're probably going to continue once this epidemic is over.
Yeah, it's incredible. And we're talking to Scott Marshall from Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, where all your donations stay right here in the community, whether it's a food donation or a monetary donation. Scott, is this, we can kind of say that there's some people who say, oh, I have to work from home, you know, the kids are bugging me and I'm trying to push them away while I do this meeting. You mentioned Zoom before, and it's kind of different for everybody, no matter where you come from, whether you're working from home or not working from home. Even those who still have to go into those essential jobs, I mean, they can kind of see a lot of changes too. But people are thinking about, boy, working from home, it feels like my day is even longer. I know I've heard that from some people. It's like, I can't put work down because my computer's right there in my bedroom, or it's in my office over here. With Feeding America, though, and your job and trying to find food and donations, this sounds almost like it's a 24/7 type of thing.
Absolutely. Every day feels like it's a sprint when you log into your computer. It is great because I work in a fundraising role, in a communications role, in a volunteerism role. I get to see a lot of people who are here to help, a lot of positivity in the community. We have a lot of great stories in our blog, on our website, on feedingamericawi.org. And we're really trying to, instead of just saying over and over again, the need is great, we need food, which is true. Mm-hmm. We want people to still feel good about when they are a part of our mission to solve hunger. There are positive stories. There are creative ways. Greater New Birth Church just this past Saturday had had kind of a drive-through pantry session where over 200 people received food that they received from us.
Okay.
And it's a great positive story. We also had a local band did a live stream for 3 hours to raise money for us, and they raised $5,000. There are a lot of really fun, different ways that people are being creative while they're, you know, while they're quarantined at home, and while a lot of the interaction is digital, being able to be creative to solve their way of serving or their way of being part of the mission. And it's really cool to see that. So we love to see people's creativity. We love to see how many people care about their community. And we hope that we're a good partner for them when they choose to do that.
Yeah, I think people have a lot of time on their hands to be able to do that creativity, right? I mean, even when they get done working in the living room, it's like, you know what, let's help out. And you can probably attest to this too. When you do donate and the work that you do, it makes you feel good. I mean, some people, you know, they'll sit there and say, yeah, okay, I'll donate. But once you do it, once you make that monetary donation online, like Scott had said, feedingamericawi.org, and then you can just click on donate now. Once you make that donation, or you donate for food to Feeding America, whether you're going to drop it off, or, like I said, make that monetary donation, it does make you feel good. And Scott, I can tell you've got a lot of rah-rah in you, so you must be rallying all the staff over there at the warehouse.
Yeah, you know, there's really something about this. You know, we'll say the common goal is to work through this crisis. We're doing what we do, and we're proud of the way that we do it. And you just see it really galvanizes the team across different departments. You know, the guys on the forklift, the truck drivers, the people who are in charge of volunteers, some of us folks who are, you know, desk jockeys working on the computer. Everyone is seeing people come together. There's a heightened sense of mission, and so what I love is just like you just walk by, everyone's like, hi, how are you doing, how's your family. You're getting to know a lot more people that are coming in. We're getting a lot of volunteers that have become regulars that we never met before, that every day they come in, they're like,
oh wow,
I'm here, I've got my, you know, I've got my mask on, I'm ready, I'm going to be labeling cans, I'm going to be sorting sorting this food. So it's really, I think, brought us so much closer together internally, but I see it throughout the community, the conversations that are happening, bridges that are being built that may not have happened without this. So although this is a horrible crisis and there are people that need help, these people are getting help because of the way the community is coming together. I'm seeing it internally. I'm seeing it externally. We live in an amazing city full of smart people that care so much about their neighbors. And so it's just really cool to see.
It really is. And I think at this time, and again, like we mentioned, these are uncertain and unprecedented times. I think everybody has to kind of look around and just say, you know what, rather than, you know, look the other way, if we help out, we can get over this pandemic faster. We can, you know, stay safer at home and make sure that we can all stay healthy. And then we can help out those in the meantime that do need the help. So, Scott, before we wrap up, again, just real quick, what are ways that people can donate? I know I mentioned the link to donate is right on the website, right? FeedingAmericaWI.org. Donate now. There's you can click right there to donate online. And what are some of the other ways that people can donate once again?
Well, another way that we're going to try out, and I think that this might be something people are interested in, is on Tuesday, April 21st, we're going to do something called Give It Home Day. You can go through our website, feedingamericawi.org, follow us on social, and on that day, we're going to have Tri-City National Bank. They're going to be matching donations. So people are already at home. We're going to encourage them to go online on Tuesday, April 21st. Their donations will be matched by Tri-City National Bank. Give It Home Day. It's a new thing. We're trying it out, and we're trying to just kind of lean into where people are, what their interests are, and how they can help serve the mission. So that's a creative way for them to, for the, your listeners to be able to support the mission as well.
Absolutely. You said Tri-City National Bank, and that is April 21st?
April 21st, Tuesday, April 21st.
Okay, because I have a Tri-City right down the street from my house, so that's going to keep the reminder in my head, but I just want to make sure everybody can put that in their calendar. And then if they follow you on social media, obviously you're going to be posting about that, reminding people about the April 21st. That's a match, so it, let's say somebody gives $100, Tri-City's going to match that?
Absolutely, 100%.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Way to go, Tri-City. That's awesome. Once again, that's Scott Marshall from Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. We've worked with them in the past. It's our charity that we help raise money and food donations for the day before Thanksgiving. But now the need is, sounds like it's even greater now than it was before the holidays. And so we want to make sure that Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin has enough food. All the donations stay right here in the community. Scott, I think that really helps people and really says, you know what, I feel good about helping my community, because when you drop off food, when you make those donations, when you help out, like those creative ways you mentioned, doing some Facebook fun to donate and also to raise money and to raise food and non-perishable food items, I think it really is a sense of community, sense of pride, and that's what we really need now is that sense of pride. Scott, thank you so much for joining us and also for getting the word out. We're going to try and help out those, as you mentioned earlier, that are new to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, new faces that are showing up at the food pantry saying, hey, I need help. You know, this wasn't an issue for me before, but whether it's a job loss or, you know, something else catastrophic happened in your life and you have to cut back on the budget. Sometimes, obviously, a lot of times, it's the food that gets cut back. So hopefully we can help these people. Thank you so much for joining us, Scott. We're going to really try and help raise the monetary donations on the website. Once again, that is feedingamericawi.org. You said there's a Donate Now button you can click on?
Yep, right in the upper right-hand corner. You can't miss it.
Perfect. Scott, thank you for joining us today. We're going to try and help you out, and everybody can get together and help the community during this terrible pandemic. That's Scott Marshall from Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin.
Thanks so much, Radar.